I want to thank God for this moment and for this opportunity. Let me pray first before speaking anything. O God of Israel, I call upon your name through this message. Bless the listener. Bless the hearers. O Lord, I beg you. O Lord, O Lord, enlarge their understanding. Lord, I ask you, because without you, I am nothing, and I can't do anything without you, Lord. So I pray to you, Lord, to bless these people, enlarge their understanding. Also, I beg you that your mighty hand be with them and that you would keep them from harm so that it might not bring any pain. And God, I ask you for this message. Anoint this message. Anoint my mouth. Oh Lord, I beg you. Thank you, because you are the Almighty. I beg you in Jesus' name, I pray and believe. Amen. Thank you, my viewers. Now I want to start my program to now. My theme is when there is a great personal need. When there is a great personal need. Yes, I believe and I know that we have needs. But inside these needs, we have a great one. The great. And I don't want to speak about the great need of so many people. No. My viewer, I want to tell you, now this is yours. This is your family. This is yours. This is your children. This is your ministry. This is your church. This is your home. The great personal need. The great personal need. There are so many needs. But today God gave me this message for a great personal need. Let me go on and tell you. God will give you understanding. Lava Santa Glory. Hannah had a great personal need for a child. Here in the Bible, we saw that there is a woman called Anna, the wife of Elkanah. This woman was barren. So, in all her life, the lady wanted to receive a baby, to conceive a baby, to have a baby. But for long, there was no breakthrough. But now today I want to tell you, even you, where you are looking, maybe sometimes you have prayed and praying and continue praying, but there is no breakthrough. Today I am here to tell you, I am here to pronounce for you, I am here to declare that today is your last day. And today, you are going to receive your breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, the name of Jesus is the name above every other names. And now, if you are sick, there is a name above every other names. That is the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Today, all your problems will be finished in the name of Jesus Christ, because the Bible says the name of Jesus is the name above every other names. Anna had a great personal need for a child. She had prayed in the normal way for a long time. Even you now, maybe you have prayed in the normal way for a long time. Now I am here to tell you, maybe somehow you have prayed in the normal prayer in the normal way for a long time. But today it is your time to change how to pray. It is your time to ask God for anything you want. And it is your time. Today is the God's time. This is the season. This is the right time for you. You will receive it today. She had prayed in the normal way for a long time. She was dispersed and felt in the weight of curse in the midst of the blessed nation. Even you, maybe you are in the blessed nation, but you are not blessed. Sometimes you are in the church whereby so many people are blessed, but you are not. Sometimes in your family, all people are blessed, but you are not. Means now, you feel the weight. But here we see that Anna felt the weight of a curse in the midst of the blessed nation. Now here, Anna was a barren. He was a curse. He was cursed. Being barren was a curse according to God's word. She made a decision to travel until she got her need met. Today you will travel. You will travel till your need be met by God. I know whom I'm speaking about. God is not the son of man to lie. And if he say yes, nobody to say no. So now, the Lord is going to meet with your problems. The God is going to meet with your sickness. The God is going to meet with your curse. The God is ready to meet with your barren. The God is ready to meet with your promotion. Because maybe here, by now I am speaking, maybe you want a promotion. Or you are jobless. But now I want to tell you that today God is going to meet you with your problem. This time she decided she would touch God with her heart. Sometimes you want to touch God with your hands. No. You cannot touch God with your hands. But today I want to tell you, we are going to pray so that we can meet God with our hearts. And we are going to touch God with our hearts. In any problem, it doesn't matter how long it does it take. It doesn't matter which situation you are. But the matter is, the Lord is ready to meet with your problem. Thank you, Lord. We will speak. We will read through the Bible. In 1 Samuel 1, we will see this lady, this woman, this barren one, the lady who cried to God that he has a curse. Hannah prayed and continued praying. You may be, you can pray and continue praying, but no result, no reply, no breakthrough. Hannah prayed and continued praying. Eli noticed his limp. Eli noticed her limbs. When she continued praying, this is what caught the attention of the servant of the Lord. Maybe you will continue praying. And the servant of the Lord, maybe your prayer will catch attention of the servant of the Lord. No, it can catch the attention of the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit can give you the reply. Why? Because the Bible says, 3-in-1, God the Father, God the Son, and the God the Holy Spirit. Means the Holy Spirit is one with God. The Holy Spirit is one with Jesus. And these three are one. Now, Hannah prayed and continued praying. Eli, the servant of God, noticed her limbs. When she continued praying, Eli noticed her limbs when she is continuing praying. This is what caught the attention of the servant of the Lord, who pronounced the miracle upon her. Today I am here to pronounce the miracle upon you. I am here to pronounce the blessings upon you. I am here to pronounce the healing upon you. I am here to pronounce the promotion upon you. I am here to pronounce the financial, you will not have the financial problem again, because God sent me with this message because of you. God see you by far, from far. God see you from far. God see that you have a problem, and your problem has been known by God. And today, God will solve your problem. Had Anna stopped before this moment, the servant of the Lord would not have gotten the opportunity to pronounce the blessings upon her. Don't stop. Don't stop praying. Whether it is hard or whether it is light, whether it is heavy, whether what is going on, don't stop praying. And Anna stopped praying, the servant of the Lord. Had Anna stopped praying before this moment, maybe God is ready to fulfill the promise. But you have stopped before the moment. Don't stop. Continue praying. Continue asking. Continue speaking to God. Don't stop before the moment. Hannah had stopped before the moment, the servant of God would not have gotten the opportunity. Anna had stopped before the moment, the servant of the Lord would not have gotten the opportunity to pronounce her blessings. Now I am here to tell you that don't stop. Don't stop praying, my friend. Don't stop praying, my father. Don't stop praying, my sister. Don't stop praying, my brother. Don't stop praying, my child. Don't. And if you want God to provide, don't stop. Had Anna stopped praying before this moment, the servant of the Lord would not have gotten the opportunity to pronounce her blessings. Now I am here to tell you that don't stop. Continue praying and you will receive the answer. You will receive your thing. Today is your day. We will pray with you so that God, you can touch God by your heart. You can touch God and tell God that, God, today I want to touch you so that I can receive my blessings. I can receive my power. I can receive my child. I can receive my job. I can receive everything I need through you, before you. Many times we have prayed and traveled but quit before the moment. Many times we have prayed and traveled but quit before the moment. If we refuse to quit and keep on striving, there will come the moment when it will be enough and the miracle will take place. Don't quit. The time is coming. Keep striving, and time will come. The moment, that moment will come. And it will be enough. And today it is enough. Lavakanta, I praise your name, Lord. Today is enough for this mama. Today is enough for this brother. It is enough for this man. It is enough for this woman. It is enough today. It is enough for this family. It is enough for this home. It is enough for this house. It is enough for that heart. It is enough, Lord. And today, Lord, I appreciate your name. I feel the presence of the Lord in my life. And today, the miracle is going to take place in your life. Thank you, my Savior. This is the time of the miracle to take place. The miracle is going to take place in your life. The miracle of God is going to take place in your workplace. The miracle of the Lord is going to take place in your house, in your floor. The miracle of the Lord is going to take place in your church. The miracle of the Lord is going to take place in your ministry. The miracle of the Lord is going to take place in your life today, in your life, in your mind. The miracle of God is going to take place in your children. The miracle of God is going to take place in your gardens. The miracle of God is going to take place in your farm. And this is the time. I bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Other people prevail in prayer. Even you, please, I beg you, in the mighty name of Jesus, prevail in prayer. And you will receive your answer. Prevail in the prayer. You can prevail also now. Oh, my brother, you can prevail. My sister, you can prevail. The manager, you can prevail. The pilot, you can prevail. The driver, you can prevail. The doctor, you can prevail. The girl, you can prevail. The grandmama, you can prevail. The grandfather, you can prevail. This is the time. Prevail now. It does not matter what the situation is. I am here to tell you that it does not matter how the situation is. Because God is ready to take place. God is ready for the salvation. God is ready for the operation. What does that mean? God is ready to operate you. To operate your stomach, to operate your chest, to operate your backache, to operate. If there is a disease that needs God to operate, to do operation in your life, the Lord is ready to do that. Because my Lord, the God Almighty, is more than able. The God Almighty is more than able. And I want to tell you now, who calls you? Is faithful enough. Who created you is faithful enough. The Lord is your security. And the Lord is faithful enough. And now I want to tell you, the Lord whom I'm preaching about, whom I'm speaking about his words, is greater than who is in the world. And the world, who is in the world, is the devil. And the Lord is greater than who is in the world. The Lord is greater than who is in the world. The devil, and the devil always is a liar. The devil is a liar. I want to tell you, stand still before the Lord. Stand firm and be silent. And you will see what God is going to do in your life. What God is going to do in your family. What God is going to do in your church. What God is going to do in your ministry. What God is going to do in your business. What God is going to do in your education. What God is going to do. The Lord. Oh, I love God. Oh, I love God with all my heart. I can bless the name of the living. Today I am here to tell you, my brother, don't mind. It does not matter what the situation is and how long it does take. Today, stand before the God. The Bible in Exodus 14 verses 30, it says, God speaks to Moses, and he says to Moses, Moses tells these people of Israel, to be silent, let them stand firm before me. Because these Egyptian people, whom they saw today, they will not see them again. Because I'm going to fight for them. Nothing they can do. Because I am ready to fight for them. They will search for them. But they will not see them again anymore. Today I am here to tell you that. Maybe you have something wrong with you. You have a problem. You have some sicknesses. you have some financial problems. Maybe there is a person looking for your downfall. Today I'm here to tell you that the Lord is looking for your uphold. He is going to lift you up, our Lord. And maybe there is somebody who is not seeing good in you, looking good in you. I am here to tell you that the Lord sees the best in you. Believe it. Believe it. It is only a matter of believing. Today, the Almighty is ready to break down the work of the devil in your life. Today, our Lord, the Almighty, our Father, the Creator, is ready to destroy every work of the devil in your life. And now, I am here to tell you, the Lord is ready, because our Lord is your breaker. The Lord is ready to break the yoke. Every kind of yoke, it doesn't matter. Any yoke, every kind of yoke, the Lord is ready to break it. And the Lord is the devil destroyer. The Lord is ready to destroy every work in your life, every work of the devil in your life. And today, I am here to tell you that there is a prevailing moment. Today is the prevailing moment. Please, let us pray. And I believe if you stand still, the Lord is ready to help you. The Bible in Isaiah, it says, "For those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." The Lord is ready to renew your strength. Let me read with you. And after reading, we are going to pray. In Samuel, the first Samuel 1, about this lady Hannah, he prevailed. He prayed, continued praying. He prayed, continued praying. The moment reached, the servant of the Lord pronounced her blessings. I am here. I am your sister. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. I am your sister Nerea. I am here to tell you that I love you, and I love you, and I will still going on loving you. And I know my God is greater than who is in the world. And my God is more than able. I know him, and I have seen so many things, so many miracles that God do. Now, let us read in the Bible of 1 Samuel 1. It says about this lady Anne. There was a certain man of Ramath Gilead. Something of the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, the son of Jorahab, the son of Eliu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zub. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the another was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Anne had no children. Now, this man used to go up year by year for his city to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts at Shiloh, where the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests of the Lord. Let me jump to verses 5. But to Han he gave a double portion because he loved her, though the Lord had closed her womb. And her revival used to provoke generously. Let me jump to verses 10. Verses 9 it says, "After they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh, Anna rose. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the day of his life. All the day of his life, and no razor shall touch his head. Here we see in the Bible that Anna vowed. Anna vowed a vow. Even you are ready to vow a vow now. We don't want to say something, but the thing which I want to say is this: the Lord is ready, and the store of the Lord. In the store, there is everything. And today, if you want something from the store of the Lord, you will receive it and believe it. Have faith. With faith, all things are possible. And the Bible says, with God, all things are possible. Now, I want to tell you, with God, all things are possible. We are going to pray now. Our Father in heaven, the Father of all nations, the Creator, the Saver, I have spoken to your people. And here we see that without praying and continue praying, but not normal prayer, because these people may be now that somebody have a great personal need, but not personal need. Because there is a big difference between great personal need and a personal need, oh Lord. If there is somebody who has a personal need, or if there is somebody who has a great personal need, Lord, I beg you and I ask you, don't leave him or her to shame. Don't let her or she or he to remain in shame nor in guilty, because you are the Almighty One. Lift this person up. God, I believe. I pray and I believe. You are ready to answer our prayer. Answer the prayer of that person. Answer prayer of that woman. Answer the prayer of that man. Answer the prayer which I am praying now to all of these people. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I surrender their life unto you. I commit their life unto you. Oh Lord, touch them. Oh Lord, meet with their needs. Oh Lord, touch their needs. Thank you. I pray and I believe. Today is the last day for this person. Today is the last day for this problem. Today is the last day for their needs. Today, you are our provider. You are our receiver. Oh Lord, receive my prayer. Provide for them. Thank you, my Savior. I pray and I believe, because now I feel your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Thank you, Lord, for your providing. Oh, thank you, Lord, for our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the message. I pray and I believe in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.